Beloved, Christ is among us. In today's gospel, in addition to the miracle of Jesus expelling the demon from the young man, we heard Jesus rebuke those around him, saying, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How much shall I bear you?" Jesus' words were spoken in order to bring about faith in his hearers, setting them on the right path. He was using these words, speaking to their actions, not to them as persons, but their actions of being faithless, their actions of being perverse. That is, he comes to them to heal. And how often we read in the scripture, he could not perform miracles there because of their lack of faith. And even the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, they did not believe, most of them did not believe in Jesus. So Jesus speaks what sounds like harsh words in order to stir up in their hearts faith, to bring them to faith rather than living in faithlessness. And we must remember in hearing these words that it is Jesus who is the judge. We are not the judge. We are not the judge of anyone. We are not even the judge of ourselves. How often we pray here in the Holy Liturgy and in the divine services that we may have a good account before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, his judgment seat. And in the Creed, we say that he will come again to judge the living and the dead. This reminds us, beloved, that the Son of God, Christ Jesus, he alone is our judge. We are not to judge one another, nor are we even to judge ourselves. When we come to confession, to confess our sins, it is an exposition. We are saying, "God, this sin I have committed. This sin I have committed, and that sin I have committed." We do not come saying, "How stupid I am, what a fool, what an idiot I am." Because that is judging ourselves. And not only is it judging ourselves, it's selfish. It's turned into ourselves. It's not looking to God, not asking him for forgiveness, but rather we are concerned with how we see ourselves. And God's completely out of the picture. God never calls us those names. We come to him and we call ourselves his servants. We call ourselves the chief of sinners. Whatever we read in the prayer books, those are the things we say. Anything beyond that about ourselves, that is up to God. For he calls us sons and daughters. He calls us his children. And the thing is, when we say those things to ourselves when we have sinned, "How could I have done that? What an idiot I am." When we say those things, that is another form of pride. It's saying, "How could I have done that?" Meaning, "Well, surely other people will do this, but not me. I won't commit this sin. How could I have committed this sin? Me of all people." It's pride, plain and simple. Very subtle, but it is pride. And on the other hand, there is self-praise. where we praise ourselves and God's out of the picture. What a good job I did. How good I am. How well I pray and keep the fasts. That's pride too. One of the fathers of the church, an elder of the church, I should say, who's still alive, has said that this self-praise and self-condemnation come from the same source, philaftia, the love of self, that we love ourselves more, place more interest in ourselves than we do in God, than having a conversation with God in prayer. For when we come to repent, we are not simply talking to ourselves. We are talking directly to God. When we pray, we are talking directly to God. We are in a conversation. We are not turned in on ourselves, navel-gazing, looking at ourselves and what we do, because when we do that, where do we see God? Where do we find him when we're turned in on ourselves? Whether it be through self-pride, through self-praise, or through self-condemnation. And judging ourselves can look appealing because we're being harsh with ourselves, we're being strict. But it's still pride. And the problem with it, additionally to it being pride, is that when we're strict that way and judge ourselves, it's very easy to slip into judging somebody else. To say, well, I can't commit this sin. It's forbidden to me. Why should they do it? Why should they get away with it? That's judgment that proceeds from our self-love. That we judge ourselves and in the process begin to judge others. And we are never to judge anyone. St. Paul writes elsewhere, "Who are you to judge another's servant?" We are all servants of God, and it is God who judges us. And he never judges us how our deeds deserve. He is always more than merciful to us. When we turn back to him and say we're sorry for our sins, he receives us with open arms, as when a little child does something wrong and runs with tears to his mother, and she takes him in her arms, smothers him in kisses and hugs, and accepts that offering of sorrow for sin. That's how God is with us. We have to remember, beloved, that we are not our own. We do not belong to ourselves. We belong to God. We are his. He is the one who makes judgment of us. And who are we to hate ourselves? Who are we to judge ourselves? God can say that to us. Who are you to hate yourself? You are nothing. I made you out of the dust of the earth. And yet I made you everything. You are everything to me, to God. So who are we to hate ourselves, to praise ourselves, to judge ourselves? We do not belong to ourselves, but to God. And how often in life we forget that basic truth, that we belong to God, that our life is not our own, it is his. And when we forget, God will remind us. He will send to us pain and failure so that we remember we do not belong to ourselves. but we belong to him. We are in the palm of his hand. He fashioned us according to his image. He fashioned us out of the dust of the earth, clay, nothing, and he made it everything. He made us his everything. Beloved, let us keep that in mind in our lives, not to judge ourselves, not to call ourselves names when we sin, beyond calling ourselves a sinner or the chiefs of sinners, calling ourselves the sinner, nor to judge anyone else, regardless of what sin we see them commit or know they are committing. But remember that each one of us, each human person, belongs to God. And our focus is to becoming to him, to making ourselves like him, to asking him to come and dwell in us, to be the light of our life, so that we may partake of him who is the fountain of life, whose very fountain, his body and blood, we will receive today, to wash away our sins and to bring us to his everlasting kingdom.